Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, this is a question that I see on the forums a lot. Why should I pay for education when there's so much free stuff out there?
Wow. Okay, this is a good one. There's a couple of different things here, and you might have an interesting take on this as well, so I'd love to hear what your thoughts are. So it depends on what you're paying for, I think. So think about it like this. Let's say that I've got some sort of fear. All right, maybe I've got this fear of snakes, and that's really something that's been affecting my life, because let's say that my neighbor has snakes in his backyard, okay? Okay. And so I've got this fear of snakes, and so I'm really scared that the snakes are going to come under my fence and come into my yard, and so this is my concern, right? I've got this unusual fear of snakes. Now, what can I do? Well, I could go to the store and I could buy a book. Well, actually, I could go on the internet and just Google and figure out how do I get over my snake phobia. That would be free. I could go to the store and I could buy a book for probably a small price, probably, you know, $20 or so. I could buy a book on, you know, how to get over that and probably other fears as well, but it would probably have something about snakes in there. Or I could go to a behavior modification specialist or, you know, a psychologist, and they could help me get over that. So that's kind of the way that I look at this when you're talking about trading, because there's a difference between having knowledge of this, which I can get online for free, mm-hmm. or I can buy a book where I can get knowledge about my snake phobia for a small price, or I can go to a psychologist, and that's not going to cost $20, right? Psychologist is probably going to be $100, $200, something like that when it's all said and done. Maybe $500 if I have to go back for 6 or 7 sessions, $600, $700, who knows, but it's not going to be the same as Googling it. So the big deal here is that people confuse this idea in trading, as they do with everything else, which is, because I have knowledge of a profitable trading system, I have understanding of how to trade for profits. And that's not true. Mm. There's much more to it. Just because I have knowledge of what it's like a process of getting over a snake phobia doesn't mean that I understand how to purge that snake phobia in myself. And I dare say that probably the best option of the three options, Googling, buying a book, or going to a behavior modification therapist, would be to go to the psychologist, go to the therapist, and have that expert basically work you through the process. So that's kind of the same way that I look at training education. So it depends on what you want. If you just want raw information and you believe you can turn that into understanding and expertise, then go for it. You should do that. But I'm here to tell you that I tried to do that for 4 years and it didn't work, right? I mean, it was really, for me, really, the light bulb came on when I started talking to other traders. And that was the most valuable thing. And I would say, you know, if you're looking at education, you might want to try and latch on to those successful traders in the forums or on the internet and see if there's any way that they can help you. I know, you know, these things often cost money, but I think it's well worth it. And that's one of the things I like about, you know, our community is, you know, traders are helping each other out. But, you know, you don't have to go to a paid community like ours. There are other communities out there that are free for traders online. And you can probably find someone that you can identify with and latch onto them and see if they're willing to help you, even if it is for a small fee. It's probably going to be well worth it. So that would be the way that I would approach it in terms of, you know, how do you view this approach towards, you know, it doesn't make sense. Why is this course cost $2,000, but yet, you know, I can get this for free? Well, that's kind of the difference here, is you really want, if you're paying for something, you really want some help to work you through the process of getting to that level of expertise, rather than just having the information in your head. You want to have an understanding and expertise. That's really what you should be paying for, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a great point. My take on that is, at least from my perspective, if I pay for something, I'm actually more likely to use it. And that's not for everybody, obviously. I mean, I'm sure you know and I know that when somebody buys a course, like, you know, most people don't even open the packaging or whatever. So, but I think that's at least one leverage point that you can get on yourself, is if you spent the money, then you're more likely to take some action. The second thing is that, and this is something that you've helped me with a lot in the past year or so, is that you really want to cultivate your mentality, and your psychology, and that's something that's a lot harder than just learning entries and exits. And I think actually paying for something and returning the favor if somebody gives you value, I think goes a long way towards your abundance mentality. And I think that is just a good thing to do. And there are free stuff out there, like the forums and whatever, but I think that even if you pay just a little bit of money to be in the forum, you're going to get a lot higher quality, and you don't have to sift through so much stuff. And for me, that's the biggest thing. Like, I don't want to waste my time, you know, talking to guys who are just saying random stuff. And, you know, I think that is the biggest benefit to me, but that's just my point of view.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point, Hugh, because you don't really know, like if you're going to a forum that's out there, a trading forum, you know, you can get attacked from all angles too.
Yeah.
So you might see, you know what I mean? Like, you might see someone and go, wow, this is really cool. I'd like to learn more about this. And you start trying to connect with the trader who's, you know, putting these ideas and these trades out there. And then all of a sudden, you know, out of the woodwork comes Peanut Gallery, and they start shooting arrows at and shooting at all these, you know what I mean? They start shooting you down, and that whole negative thing. So that's another part of it where, you know, you're not likely, it's not as likely to happen in like a paid community, because usually the overseer is going to say, hey, you know, that's not going to happen in here, right?
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, in the free world out there, even if you get a bunch of traders together and you get 10 traders together and you're in a pub and you start talking about things, someone's always going to drag it down and go, oh, that doesn't work because of this or whatever. I mean, that's just the way it goes. So I think that's one of the things that you really need to consider too, is kind of like, is the overall education experience that you're getting really going to push you further and help you overcome your barriers? That's kind of part of it. And I think that's kind of what you're touching on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So yeah, I think that's a good part of it. That's a really good point.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for the answer. And I hope people can learn a lot from that.
Yep. See you later, Hugh.
See you.
Bye.